Let's pray. Father God, the Word is the lamp. The Word is the light unto our feet. May it speak to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. How many of you know that the Christian walk is a strange walk? You do know that Christianity does not make sense. Doesn't make sense. How in the world are any of us going to be good? Don't get quiet now. Just be honest with yourself. How in the world, how are you going to be good? And Christianity suggests that somebody like me. I used to run with gangs. I'm a preacher. That does not make sense. Does it? You take someone who used to go to sleep in church, who used to have to stand in the corner in the Sabbath school class because I was always cutting up. Who was afraid to stand up in front of people and do anything and make him a preacher. Does that make sense? It's kind of like walking on water. You read the text. It's kind of like walking on water. I mean, look at the text, y'all. Matthew 14, go there. Preacher's got to have a text. Otherwise, what's he doing standing up here? Matthew 14. And the description is just amazing. And when he had sent the multitudes away, verse 23, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now, when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, verse 24, for the wind was what? Contrary. That's old Bible talk. Contrary. Bad weather. But now in the fourth watch, about 2 o'clock in the morning. At 2 o'clock in the morning is not a time to have an experience. 8 o'clock, maybe. Midnight, maybe. But 2, I don't want disturbance at 2, but here it is. Jesus went to them walking on the sea. Now see, I'm upset with you already. Because I read that text, walking on the sea. You just sat there. Have you ever seen anybody walk on water?
No.
So somebody should be excited. What? He's doing what? Walking on. Didn't say in. The word wading is not there. Swimming is not suggested. It says, he is, I wish somebody would get with me, walking on. I'm upset. I can't do that. I don't know anybody with human feet who can walk on water. And the thing, see, I'm talking about Christianity, doesn't make sense. The thing that is bothering me, Christ is strolling on the water as if this is a normal activity. You know, liars becoming honest is not a normal activity. Come on now. Thieves becoming church treasurers is not a normal activity. Prostitutes becoming deaconess, that's not, calm down, a normal activity. People walking on water is not a normal activity. Now, the disciples have the reaction that I would have. And when the disciples saw him walking on, there's that bothersome word again, on, they were troubled. That's a mild word for me. I'm upset. Hey, you see that? It's 2 o'clock in the morning. See, you don't trust your senses. You see that? Wait, what do you see? That dude's walking on the water. No, he ain't. No, he ain't doing that. Look at him. They don't recognize, first of all, that it's Jesus. But secondly, it's not normal and did to Abraham, there is a storm in place. And when there's a storm in place, your house sounds funny. The shutters bang against the house sign. Things just aren't right, and you're not quite sure. Now, I need to say something to you so you stay with me. You know, the Christian life is full of stuff that you're not quite sure of. Am I telling the truth? The promises God makes. You know, for instance, the Bible says, your bread and water shall be sure. That says to me, keep a cup, some butter, and a knife. Doesn't it? But now, when you really start trying to live that, so you ain't got no money to buy groceries, your bread and water shall be sure. You know, you hungry, you just want a sandwich, and somebody's calling and say, the Lord will make a way. So I want the Lord to make a sandwich. Not a way. I ain't got no food. Is anybody listening to the pastor today? So there are things about the Christian life that do not make sense. So the story is setting us up to understand a reality. The reality is being a Christian is like walking on water. You thought it was going to be smooth, okay, no problems, got news for you. That is not the way it works at all. Have you ever noticed, choir? Forget about them for a few minutes. Have you ever noticed that when things start getting good, bad happens? Do you see what they said? They said, whole choir. They know I'm telling the truth. The Christian life is full of anomalies. So they're troubled. Now, Jesus, verse 27, immediately said to them, and this really gets to me, how calm God can be. The brother's walking on water. It's a storm. Be of good cheer. The Bible says, be of good cheer. I don't know about you. When I'm upset, I want to smack somebody if they want to be calm. Come on, let's just be right about it. Be of good cheer. It's me. Excuse me? Last time we saw you, you were standing on dry land. Now you're walking on water. Don't talk to me about cheer. It's just me. One of the things you got to understand, in the midst of the trouble in your life, Jesus shows up calm as a cucumber. You ought to be glad. Give God praise because he's just relaxed. Somebody, when I'm upset, somebody needs to be calm. Thank God, Jesus is always calm. Yeah. I don't need nobody fussing at me. Subject of the sermon, don't fuss at me now. When I'm upset. Well, the next verse, they're not ready for. Verse 28, and Peter answered him and said, Lord, I do not understand, Peter. The man standing before you preaching this sermon is scared to death of deep water. Tubs will do. I don't swim. No, I don't swim. If the water gets too deep for me to touch my feet to the ground, I'm out of there. So Peter's statement is blowing my mind. Here's what he says. Lord, if it is you, command me to come unto you on the water. He's lost his mind. He's lost his natural born mind. Not me. If it's you, keep on coming. I'll greet you when you get to the edge of the boat. That's me. Peter, but watch me. See, watch me. See, Peter makes the same mistake you made when you accepted Christ. You felt like you could conquer the world. Whatever Jesus does, I'm going to do. Whatever the old saints do, I'm going to do. Jesus says, come, all right, I'm coming. You ain't never walked on no water. Can I get a witness in this place? I also believe, Anwar, that Peter was bluffing. Lord, if it beest thou, love the way the Bible talks, bidst me come, and I will come. And I'm sure he was expecting Jesus to say, that ain't necessary. I'll get to the point in just a minute. But Jesus blows his mind. Verse 29, he said, come. It's dally up time now. And see, and all the disciples said, Peter, did you hear him? he said, come. He said, come. And I hear Peter say, no. I heard him. I heard him say it. Pastor's preaching, not entertaining, preaching. You know where I'm coming from. Yeah. There is that moment when in your Christian life, you got to move from theory and theology to facts and, can I get a witness? There is that moment when your prayers have to work. Your Bible reading has to produce something. Your praise must produce faith. There's that moment when you have to walk on the water or shut up. Just shut up. Come. Peter about to die. Now, here's what you got to understand. Pastor's moving fast. That was one of Simone. God bless you. Here's what you got to do. Understand. It's a storm. Watch me, choir. So he's standing in the boat, in water. The water's come over the boat. See, he's listening. He sees where I'm going. In water. He's got to believe that the water he's standing in, he gonna stand on. You know there's water around his ankles. Don't you know that? And I wish somebody would just stay with me. The water's around his ankles. Now, he got to lift that foot up, y'all. Pray for Peter. Put it on the water. And America, he's got to believe it gonna stay on. Gotta believe that terrible habit with tobacco, he gonna give me victory. Gotta believe that tendency for liquor, he's gonna give me victory. Gotta believe that my temper, he will control. It's no longer theory. I either got to put up or shut up. Get out of the boat. And walk.
Now, you know, some people like to make a big hero out of Peter, and they see him jumping out of the boat. I don't believe that for one second. That brother tested that thing. See if that foot bounces back. I need to have some assurance. Because this thing, you know, the Galilean Sea has got some spots in it where they haven't found the bottom.
The surface of the Galilean Sea is 798 feet below the surface of the Mediterranean Sea. Because of that, storms erupt suddenly on the surface of the water. These are fishermen. They've been here before. Peter knows if you're going to do a water walk, you need to try it in the bathtub, not in the Galilean Sea. Yeah, walk down the reflection pool in Washington, D.C., not on the Galilean Sea. So here he goes. I'm not going to preach long today, so you got to move with me. Here he goes. But when he saw, see, that's the problem. That's the problem. He got out of the boat because he saw who? The problem is it's storming. So once you get out there, Gary, are you going to be able to keep your eyes? Come on, somebody help me preach this thing. Come on. Your eyes where? On Jesus. But storms are very distracting. Winds blowing, water up in your face, lightning bolts, thunder rolling, and you're going to keep your eyes, Jeremy, straight on Jesus. And I believe, because the devil's a terrible rat, I believe he made a wave come up between Peter and Jesus. Are you with me?
So he could not see. He was afraid, and I'm not criticizing him.
First of all, I'm saying to him, what in the world are you doing out there?
He was afraid and began to sink.
I'm at my sermon title now. See, when I'm sinking, don't fuss at me. When I got a problem, don't lecture me. Come on, somebody. When my family's falling apart, I don't need any marital counsel. Just pray for it. If I don't have money for food, don't lecture me on finances. Buy me some food. Do not fuss at me. And the church has got to learn that, folk. We're getting ready to go into evangelistic crusade. Folk are going to come in who are still struggling with things of life, and you will see them stumble and fall. If you ain't got nothing good to say, say nothing at all. But what you don't want to do is lecture, fuss, instruct. Am I making sense, anybody? He's sinking in 55 million trillion gallons of water. It's blub, 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 glub, glub, glub. He does not need a lecture. Can you picture Jesus? Now, Peter, the Bible says, he's sinking. The Bible says, thou shalt not sink. Am I making sense to anybody? The person is still wrestling with diet. We baptize them. They still may have some things they should not have. You go by to visit. You see the things. Don't fuss. Keep your mouth shut. Huh? Even after they're baptized, you see them someplace they ought not be. Make no conjecture. Make no judgments. Keep your mouth shut. Remember, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, I like the way Jesus handles it. He's thinking, not the time to say, Sister White says, he ain't got time for them books. I want to make this thing plain, brothers and sisters. Here's a serious moment. The man has tried. People try. They're trying to do better. They're trying to overcome. They sink. Just encourage. And so the Bible says, I love the way the Bible paints this picture. It is so precious. Jesus immediately, stretched out his hand. No words. He needs help. He's soaking wet. Stretched out his hand. Sometimes that's the best thing you can do for somebody. Stretch out your hand. Can I get a witness in God's house? Stretch out your hand. Don't call the pastor. They just got baptized. Pastor, they're still doing so and so and so. First of all, I'm struggling with my own stuff. I don't know why people think pastors are supposed to solve all the problems. I'm just trying to be saved myself. I didn't preach, so you read the Bible. Go read it for yourself. Don't call me. Maybe I eliminated about 15 counseling sessions with that part of my sermon. I hope so, because God has only given us one Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. None other name given among men whereby somebody shall be saved. His name is Jesus. So here he is. Here he is. He caught him. Then he whispered. He didn't shout, "Oh, ye of little faith," in front of the disciples. I see him whisper, "Peter, you got to work on your faith a little bit." And then, I'm done, y'all. And then, I get the picture. It's like a movie. The lights come on. The lights is focused on Jesus and Peter. Do you see it, choir? Drums are rolling. And Jesus walks back to the boat. Doesn't carry him. No. Because Peter's got to walk on water. Side by side. Walking step by step on, I said on the water, all the way back to the boat. Climbing, the disciples can't say nothing. None of this, oh, you got out there in the water and you sank. You ain't never walked on the water. I walked on the water with Jesus. That's the key. If you wanna see, the problem, ladies and gentlemen, is not walking on water. The problem is staying on top. And then he walks step by step back to the boat. Don't fuss at me now. If I'm sinking, play something, Anwar. I love him. He's on top of the water. Come on, y'all, give Peter a hand. He's on top. Oh, God, help me to stay on top. And when I stumble, Dr. Deshay, and when I slip, Nicole, when I stumble, Philip, when I fall down, Dr. Brown, when that happens to me, I don't need a lecture. I may not even need a text of scripture. I need you to reach down. Hey, grab hold of me. Pull me back into the grace and love of Jesus Christ. Are you willing to do that, church? Stand with me. Stand with me. Stand with me. He's soaking wet. He's soaking wet walking back to that boat. But he's walking on top. There's shame. There's embarrassment, but he's walking on top. May this be a congregation who can receive the wet and soggy, dipped in the sin of pride, walking back to the church. Because during this time of evangelism, there'll be people who will come back to the church. They'll be soaking wet. They'll be covered with their shame. But at least they're coming back. What do you say? Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Ought to take just a minute. See if somebody wants to walk back today. You've been thinking about it. Bible study. Preparation for baptism. You just want to draw closer to Jesus Christ. You want to walk on water today, come down here to this front pew. The song says, I want Jesus to walk with me. So while heads are bowed and people are praying, if you'd like to move from where you are and come down front, I'd like to receive you if you're here. Just pray, church. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. God bless you, my brother. Let's have a seat. Somebody else will come. Said my brother Finkley. Maybe this is the day you'll come down to transfer your membership. Been visiting, been coming. You want to be a part of this family. Benita, God bless you. Have a seat. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Somebody else would join these three. Thank you, choir. Let's just hold now. Give the Spirit just a few more seconds. Beautiful. Choir, just join right in. Thank God for these young people. Gifted. Committed to the Lord. Somebody else will come. Come on, step out. Step out. Walk on the water today. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, oh, I can think of many moments in my life where you did not fuss at me. You just held me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Moments when shame covered me, but you immediately reached out and pulled me up. I praise your name for today and for these precious ones who have responded, and for those who should have, we pray mercy and grace. Thank you for the word, clear, plain, straight, simple, powered by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, and all the people said, amen. May be seated.